I don't think a lot of people really understand what the market for decompression is. I think most chiropractors look at it initially and say, well, I have this certain category of patients who are not responding to my traditional treatment, whatever that is. And maybe I could serve my existing patient populations with these more complicated disc problems with decompression. But what they don't really realize is that there is a statistical 40% failure rate on these discal low back and neck conditions of physical medicine as a whole that do not resolve. It is an almost limitless population of new patients to your practice. Believe it or not, these people have been there and done that. They have tried chiropractors, physical therapists. They've been to physiatrists. They've had injections. Most of them have pondered or had surgery at some point in time along the way, and they're still suffering, which means they're out there medicating. And this is the population of patients that if you don't have decompression are not going to come see you because they've already tried or they think they've tried what you got and it didn't work for them. So, again, how important is decompression to the chiropractic profession? It's one of the darn few things that over the last century has broken through what I call the concrete barrier of 10% utilization. It wasn't a glass ceiling in the profession. It was a concrete bomb shelter. We just have not been able to break through it. But decompression is bringing us a new population of patients, and that is a wonderful thing for the chiropractic profession.
It really is, that we're not having to scrape and scrap over that same 10% and dividing that up amongst ourselves, but we're able to actually go out and market our practice to the 90% of the population, actually to the 100%, because that includes the 10% that come to you anyway. So, you know, the question is, why would you want to limit yourself to just the 10% on its best day, Jeff, that come into a chiropractic practice? And that is, with all due respect to chiropractic, as you and I opened our call, that it all begins and ends with chiropractic. But how nice to be able to expose the chiropractic to all of those folks who would never walk in your practice front door in the first place.
I just love the way you say that, because it and what we know to be true is that these decompression patients that come in who are truly, you know, I hate to use the word, but medically injured, they tend to be some of the most rewarding people to treat, because they really have lost hope. And when you restore hope to a person like that, and more importantly, function, they become the best people you ever get to deal with. They make you want to practice again. The average experience level of a KDT practitioner is 23 years in practice, and most of them tell us that getting results with this kind of population of patients is just electrifying. It is uplifting. It makes them want to come to work again. It's the cure for burnout, is to be able to treat people that you didn't think you could help in your practice, and they come in droves. And it's been just a wonderful thing to see some of these 30 and 40 year practitioners that learn how to do decompression and are now treating this population that they were very leery of in the past in terms of their ability to do anything with, and really changing lives. And I think that's very exciting.
I hear that time after time from our docs who have gone through your program.